Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the lead-off spot, the second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second, the left fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting third, the first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth, the third baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Brett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ken Brett. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting second, the second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third, the right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh, the catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery strikes out. One out. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Brett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro is hit by the pitch. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Conigliaro. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Conigliaro steals second. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. Montgomery strikes out. One out. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Conigliaro moves to third. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaHood. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaHood hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Pinson moves to second. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up towards third. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. the Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli strikes out. 1 out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Conigliaro is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson is hit by the pitch. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Thomas now playing left field. Joe LaHude now playing right field. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Duke Sims. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Ford pinch hits for Steve Hargan. John Lowenstein pinch runs for Larry Brown. Gary Wagner now pitching. Ted Ulander pinch hits for Ted Ford. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to third. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-4 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.